Today's Thursday, September 5th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Almo Professional AV, the nation's largest and fastest growing professional audiovisual distributor. Join Almo this fall at the E4 Experience, coming to the New York metro area on September 25th and Atlanta on October 15th. To register, go to www.e4experience.com.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 162. Matt Scott is joined by Josh Willis, Jeremy Glowacki, and Dave Pettigill talking about future market correction. Josh Willis starts off talking about what integrators can do for their company and clients to prepare for a potential market correction.
Yeah, I think if there was a silver bullet on this one, we'd have all the answers and wouldn't be even having this discussion. So I don't think there's an easy answer. I think that in general, it's the business owner's responsibility to understand his profitability on a per employee basis and the real structure of his company. In other words, when you look at how integrators grow, and I mentioned this on the other topic, you typically starts out with a principal, right? Somebody who goes out on his own and starts his own company. And so, you know, and then he needs a hand. So he brings on a technician. It's usually probably a contract technician. It's a buddy of his or somebody he knows. And then he gets to the point where he's doing the sales and he's got a couple technicians and he's doing the project management. And anyway, you grow your company. And I think it's important. Frank White talks a lot about this, to understand how much revenue you need per employee to have a sustainable business model and to be profitable. And so I think if you really understand that, then you can watch closely your pipeline and you can watch your sales pipeline and your profitability and know when it's time to scale back, because it's not necessarily just a matter of, well, I need to cut loose a technician or, because typically you've got two technicians working as a team. You've got a project manager that oversees a couple teams. So I think it's really about identifying and going in, number one, and understanding your company makeup and your levels of profitability and when it's time to make that decision, and knowing that ahead of time. And the second piece, I think, to this is, I like to think of this article in terms of, you know, when this happened in 2008, and I've been in the industry since 2004, give or take. And so I remember seeing a lot of articles like this around 2008 and you know, a little bit before, a little bit after, during the downturn. I don't see a whole lot new here that we're talking about here that's any different than any other downturn. I would say, though, that we do have some tools now that we didn't necessarily have then. I think we've got some really fantastic buying groups and groups of really smart dealers, and we're so much more connected socially across the industry in different forums and et cetera, that you dealers have resources now to talk to other dealers that are, you know, a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller. They've done certain things. They've gone through the 2008 recession. And so I think being as part of a buying group or a part of a group like that of peers, and he identifies this very early on in the article that says he has a lot of friends in different groups. I think getting into a group like that where you can rely on the wisdom of the crowd too, to help you navigate those sort of choppy waters, is important as well to this point.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.